On Saturday, January 21st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the public is invited to attend a new photo exhibition celebrating some of Potten's seniors at the Feather in the Wind Senior Center of the Centre Action Bénévole Missisquoi Nord. The goal of the photo exhibition is to portray seniors in a new light as people that are actively contributing to their community. Daniel Poitras, project coordinator and volunteer, speaks to CIDI about the project. Good day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning into our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. Danielle, you are credited with coming up with the idea behind this photo exhibition, which celebrates some of Potten's seniors, with the collaboration and help of Monique Gilbert. Yes.
Yeah.
Who was working with seniors at the Missisquoi Nord Volunteer Center. So what inspired the both of you to do this type of photo exhibition?
Well, it all started with the pandemic. Actually, at that time, I was kind of tired to see the images that were the perception about aging that was presented in the media. It was always presented like sick person and ridé. How do you say that in English? So I contacted Monique and I said, why don't we do a project? We take nice portrait of the seniors of our area of Potten and present that with pictures of them when they're younger. So we might see a story of people and have an interview with them and write text about their stories. Well, present something else that we were seeing in the media during the pandemic.
Okay.
So to change perception, that was the idea.
Okay, so basically you took photographs of them and you did interviews with them from what I'm understanding.
Yes, exactly. But it's all done with volunteers. I contacted all my friends around here and I said, I knew that there was good photographers in the area. There was people that could write. So I contacted them and I said, why don't we join together? And then I contacted the seniors to see if they wanted to participate in the project. And then I associate some photographers with the seniors and interviewers also. So it was done like in August, September, and we then finished the text October and November preparing for this exhibition.
And how many seniors ended up participating in the project in the end? Do you know?
Yeah, 23.
Oh, great. And what do these photographs and interviews highlight? Like, what do they talk about in the interviews and what types of stories are people going to get to hear?
Well, actually, before the interviews, I prepared a questionnaire. So the person who would do the interview would have an idea of not only going with how old are you and how many kids you have, but do you have regrets in your life? What was the highlight of your life? And et cetera, stuff like that. So it's kind of one page story or half a page or one page for each of them. But it's interesting. It's very interesting.
What do you hope that the exhibition contributes to the community and the lives of those seniors that participated? What sort of impact do you hope that it has?
For the seniors to see the story of their life and that they still have project, that they are still participating in the community, they're alive. Actually, they're not sick, and so I want them to see that. And I want that the population of Potten can see also that those persons are not only eldest, but they're still here and still alive. And that's what I wanted. I want also the youngest at school to see the exhibition. Actually, the exhibition will be at the library for 2 months, February and March. So a lot of people would be able to see it at the Mansonville Library. It's person who have left their mark and who are contributing to our collective history still.
Now, did anyone help support the project? You mentioned how volunteers took on being the photographers and the interviewees, but did you have any other supporters in the community that really believed in the exhibition?
Well, we had financial support. We had with the CAB, they are supporting the project, so they help us to find financial help, etc. The municipality, the township of Potten, an organism that it's Acte d'Amour, Desjardins, Mme Frémagogue helped us, AUSED, and Potten Youth Center, and the minister, François Bonardel, who's minister responsible for the Estrie region.
So you had a lot of people believe in your project.
Yes. And they are all invited in the vernissage that will be soon next week. And actually, all the population is invited also on the Saturday 21st, January 21st, to see the exhibition. After, as I mentioned before, it will be at the library.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Danielle, about the project.
It's very touching. C'est émouvant to see the big portrait. It's 50 by 70 centimeters. So it's big and it's impressive to see that. And also we made a book souvenir, but that will be for the seniors.
This project must have also have been great in the sense that it brought the community together.
Oh yeah, exactly. It was... Actually, yeah, it regrouped a lot of person around this project. Actually, about 35 person who work on the project. And they all mentioned that it was an experience for them to meet with the seniors and have this conversation that they might not have been to have before that project.
Yeah, it creates new connections and new relationships in the community.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, thank you so much, Danielle, for speaking with us. I really appreciate it. Please feel free to mention anything else that you think will be important before we sign off.
I invite you, everyone, on the Saturday 21st to see the exhibition.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Danielle.
Okay, thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.